Chapter 10. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing is true, but the appointed time of trial is long. And he understood the thing, and had understanding of the vision. In those days I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine into my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 full weeks were fulfilled. And on the 24th day of the first month, I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel. And I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, and his loins were girded with pure gold of Uphaz, and his body was like a chrysolite, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as torches of fire, and his arms and his feet as the look of burnished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, and the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell on them, and they fled to hide themselves. And I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, and my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. And I heard the voice of his words, and when I heard the voice of his words, I fell into a deep stupor on my face, and my face to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words which I speak unto thee, and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And as he spoke this word unto me, I stood trembling. And he said unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thy heart to understand, and to humble thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come because of thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, and behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people at the end of the days, for the vision is yet for many days. And as he was speaking with me according to these words, I set my face toward the ground, and I became dumb. And behold, one after the likeness of the sons of men touched my lips. And I opened my mouth and spoke, and said unto him that stood before me, My Lord, by reason of the vision my pains are turned upon me, and I retain no strength. And how can the servant of this my Lord talk with this my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remaineth no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there touched me again one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me, and he said, Fear not, man greatly beloved. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And as he was speaking with me, I was strengthened. And I said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. And he said, Knowest thou wherefore I am come unto thee? And now I return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I go forth, behold, the prince of Greece shall come. However, I will declare unto thee that which is set down in the scripture of truth, and there is not one that showeth himself strong with me against these, but Michael, your prince.